Blog Talk Radio.
Fuck.
Until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
Germans? Forget it, he's rolling.
And it ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Who's with me? Let's go! Come on!
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Panic mode. Full-blown panic. Eddie, how are you?
Is that what's going on? We have panic in the ranks?
I don't think in our ranks, but that's why there's only 15 people in the chat room, or excuse me, 18 people in the chat room.
Maybe they just needed a day off. Because frankly, that was a bitter pill to swallow last night. One of the bigger pills I've had to swallow in my Ranger fan lifetime. So maybe everybody's just taking a break, recouping, taking lots of Xanax, lots of other stuff, relaxing. Can do without the Ranger talk. Just staying away. Getting into some meadow Yankee baseball.
Mental health day, if you will.
Yes, they're thinking of mental health day, yes. But for us diehards that are here, me and you in the chat room and the people listening to the podcast, the misogyny goes on, the masochism goes on. The masochism goes on. We just love the abuse. We want to talk about the abuse. We want to dissect it. Where did we go wrong? How could this happen to us? And I'm sure, I know you're loaded for bear. You're ready to, you got a lot on your mind. So, yes, I'm doing well, and I'm very interested to see what you have to say and what everybody else has to say.
Okay. In the words of the immortal Tony Soprano, how could this happen? How could this happen? In my opinion, I thought they played last night was the best game of the series, except for the goaltender. The one guy who the Rangers can rarely afford to have a bad night had a bad night. And I know it is not the popular opinion to pick on Hank, and I'm not picking on Hank. I'm not hating on Hank. I'm not dissing Hank. I'm not, what's another word?
Excoriating.
Discoriating on
Excoriating.
Hank.
Excoriating.
I'm not a hater. I'm just saying the man had a bad night. There are few teams in hockey history that are going to win the game, a game, when your goaltender gives up 4 goals on 18 shots. Granted, the man is superhuman. He is entitled to his bad days. Just like Joe D just said, wrong time to have a bad night.
Yeah.
The optimist in me says that he will come out tomorrow night and shut the Devils out. And there will be a Game 7 on Sunday at Madison Square Garden. The pessimist in me says the Rangers just played their best game of the series and it wasn't enough. So that's where I'm at. I thought the Rangers, the forwards, played very, very well last night. Did just about everything you could want them to. Yeah, Marian Gaborik misses the net from just 2 feet away. I guess that was too far for him. He did get a lucky bounce off Tubby's foot, off his flipper. Skipped into the goal. So they caught a couple of breaks. I don't have really a problem with the forwards. I thought they got a little nonchalant after they tied the game. They got outworked on the boards. And bad things happened. But I can't really bitch about much of what they did. Defensively, I thought they were okay. Not bad. DeDelzato had a few moments where I wanted to hit him over the head with a club. But other than that, I don't have much to bitch about. And I'm not going to bitch about the goaltender, but the fact is, they can't afford bad nights from him. He had one, and you saw what happened. That's it. That's all I got.
Well, listen, a 12-save performance certainly is not going to win you any hockey games. I would say that Hank really, I think it was the third goal, the one where he was coming across, that Definito burrito was his fault. The Rangers came out well, I thought. But, you know, 2 minutes into the game, the Devils had scored, and it had kind of squashed everything. And they scored again. And then you're like, this is getting real. This is surreal here. And then when it was 3-0, I don't think any of us thought they were going to even get 3 goals in the game. And, yeah, I think Henrik's got to play better. There's no doubt about it. Couple plays where, you know, forwards are getting, defensemen are pinching in, and forwards have to be coming back, and it cost them. Stu Bickel was caught out of position on one goal. I think Anton Strålman, we've kind of run that to the ground. I'm coming around with you as far as thinking that defensively he's kind of done his thing.
Well, you called me crazy 2 games ago.
Well, things can change in 2 games, you know, with this team. And the opinions, the way they run here. Well, we're reactionary. I thought the forwards played much better. They had a lot of jump. Marian Gaborik, they should have set his car on fire when he missed that in the parking lot. Because that was ridiculous. I mean, I sarcastically said watching the game, well, at least we don't pay him for that.
Now, Dave Maloney kind of cheesed me off a little bit last night when I was listening to the game. Because he's making all kinds of excuses. Oh, Kenny, the puck is bouncing. He couldn't get a good... It's bouncing all over the place. It wouldn't settle down, and he just hit it over the... come on. There's no excuse for missing. I don't care what the puck was doing. I don't care if the puck was covered in Vaseline.
No.
You can't miss that net from 2 feet away. I mean, who's he think he is? Brian Boyle? Oh.
Brian, I tell you, with Brian Boyle, I was joking. He took another one of those shots that looked like a pass on Brodeur. Just looked like a harder pass. I was like, you know, They should change his stats from shots on goal to passes on goal. Yeah, you know, it was a religious experience. It was a crucifixion. That's what it was. I mean, they tied a game up 3-3. I really thought they were going to win it. And then, in a play that the cameraman blows, we don't even really get to see it coming. It's in the net.
Yeah, and is there anybody else out there besides me who for just a split second blamed the goal on the camera angle because you couldn't see
I
the
did.
Puck? I distinctly remember thinking, if I could have saw the puck better, I would have had it.
I would have seen it coming at least.
That was
that was it. Just in.
Yeah.
Also,
I couldn't even see the puck, and all of a sudden, the Devils are got their arms up in the air, and I literally just shrieked, "No!" I hadn't shrieked like that since Sergei Fedorov shot the puck.
Right.
In Game 7. It was the same reaction. It was just, "No!"
I couldn't believe it. I mean, it was just. It was upsetting.
Want to hear my description of that game?
Give it to me.
I said that game was like coming home from work, finding your wife in bed with your best friend, and then they tell you it's all a joke, a big setup. But just as you realized everything was okay and you calmed down, your wife says to you, "But I really am sleeping with your brother."
It was
a punch in the gut, and then just as you recovered, you got kicked in the balls, or ovaries, as some of our listeners have.
I mean, there were chances that puck that hit the inside of the post and came right out. It was like over the red line when it hit the post. It was weird. Who shot that puck again? Somebody remind me in the chat room.
I don't remember.
Might have been a defenseman. I'm getting Gaborik and Callahan. Somebody. Callahan, yeah. That puck was like halfway over the red line, hits the post and comes straight out. Holy moly. And then the two blunders by Richards. He had an open shot when he moved in, which was the correct thing to do. Then he just shot it into his freaking logo. And then what was he doing teeing one up against Lundqvist in his own zone?
Well, I don't think that was his intention. I think he was trying to put it back off the boards. And he just missed. The one time you don't want him to hit the net, he does. Maybe you don't always aim for the glass.
He looked like I think he forgot where he was. I mean, he teed that up. I'm going
Joe D says, imagine losing like that. If they'd have lost that game because of that, he might as well have packed his shit and headed for the KHL. He would have never recovered from that, I don't think, in Ranger fans' eyes.
Fans would have manually ripped his buck teeth out. And left him for dead.
I mean, I guess if they came back and won the series anyway, and then he scores like 12 goals in a four-game sweep of the Kings. But it would have been very difficult to come back from.
Oh, yeah. And it's a tough thing. I look at the positives. They didn't get many shots on net, the Devils. The Rangers had territorial relief. Again, I'm with this word. Let's put it this way. They had more opportunities, I thought, and just couldn't put it home. And Marty looked terrible. The two goals he gave up out of the three, well, the Prust goal was terrible. He's horrible. Let him handle the puck. He's a nightmare handling that puck. The only thing that, he's good at is making that long pass. It's one of those games you just shake your head and go, how did they lose? And they lost because they shit the bed in first period. That's why they lost. Either, you know, if you're on the mindset that Henrik lets you down, you look at the stats, you can't say anything else. I certainly remember more bad things happening in net than good things. So, you had an off night. What are you going to do? You live by the sword, you die by the sword. And that's all I can tell you. I mean, I thought the Dubinsky and Isimov Callahan line looked good. They established a forecheck. I had no problem with the lines.
Dubinsky.
You know?
I thought Dubinsky played very well. Dubinsky. It was good to see him.
Dubinsky. Yeah. He certainly, I think, had a good game. Dubinsky. And if I got to see that Peter DeBoers one more time, that who does he look like? We got to come up with a nickname for that guy. I hate seeing his stupid face and that hairline of his.
Slumpy.
Slumpy. Kevin Spacehead. Kevin Spacey. Randy Quaid. Egghead. I like these names. These guys are funny. I want to smack him. And, you know, Torts calls a timeout. If, you know, his timeout seemed to work. But, I don't know. It's like, just, it's amazing, you know, that you keep certain guys off the board, but other guys just shine. You know, the Ryan Carters of the world, and I don't know. You know, I'm not to say. I mean, everybody saw what happened. There's no insight you can give to this game other than what happened. I mean, I think we were all happy that the Rangers, and I was very happy that the fans did not get dejected at the Garden. They stood in there. That Marty chant was insane. That was like every person in there.
Yeah.
Was saying. I mean, that was.
And pointing. According to Kenny and Dave, everybody was pointing. They described it very well.
Yeah. I mean, that shit was cray, as we say on the streets. Me and I say it with the cray. I mean, that was
about the streets?
Yeah, it's in a crazy. Yo, that shit cray. Yeah.
All right.
I'm very urban today.
Right.
Very urban. I'm so ghetto fabulous, as Gina says. I don't know.
Ed Bonics.
Ed Bonics, I like that. Yo, that's your prey. You're going to love this. You're going to love this. Anyway. Oh, Lord.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
I mean, it really was. I really don't know what to say. I mean, I have nothing. Again, I thought, like you said at the opening, the Rangers played maybe their best game of the series, maybe their best game of the playoffs, excluding
not
maybe
far
game
from it.
One. And you lose, and there's been plenty of times where the Rangers have played bad and won, so you got to take it. You live by the sword, you die by the sword. But do the Rangers have enough resiliency to win tomorrow night? Do they, a team that, you know, losing three in a row is a kind of an impossibility to them, do they finally succumb to it tomorrow night? I mean, Friday night? Yeah, tomorrow night. I mean, is this it? Is this the end, as Jim Morrison said? Is this the end, my friend? I don't know. If the Rangers play like they played last night, they'll win. If Henrik can stop some shots.
Yeah.
You know? They weren't blocking a lot of shots like maniacs. I mean, they did have a good spurt there for a while. I thought they showed a lot of jump. and they had some opportunities, and they blew them with key guys. Marion Gaborik, I want to excommunicate him. I wanted to deport him after he missed. I was like yelling, this guy's got to be bought out after he missed that.
Goodbye, get out of here, you bum.
But I don't know. It ripped my heart out, that game. You broke my heart, Fredo.
Are you ready to go to the phones?
Yeah, that's what I want to hear. I want to hear what the people got to say.
646-478-4692 is the number. Forgot we had that. Mike, what's going on?
Hey! Oh my god! Wait, hold on, 1 second. 1 second. Turn off the speaker. Oh my god! Eddie!
Yep.
You are pissing me off, Eddie.
Why? What the hell is wrong with you?
Holy shit. Like, there's no karma in the world. It's game six coming up. Are you serious? Holy Jesus Christ. I never heard a bigger whiner in my life. I love you, man, but what the hell is going on?
I don't think I was whining. Please explain.
Hold on a minute now. You're on the attack here. We don't attack each other in these times of trouble.
I don't think, what did I whine about? I said that that game was upset.
I just can't believe that you are like a lost soul here. We've lost game five. Holy Christ. Oh, it's all over.
He didn't say that.
It will be all over if we lose tomorrow night. Yes, it will be. Keep going.
And it was horrifying. It was terrible. It really was. I agree. But
okay, I want to get to the whining part.
I
didn't say the Rangers were going to lose tomorrow. Did I say that?
No, you did not say that. You inferred that.
I said if the Rangers play tomorrow night, they will win. I think you're up, but I
can hear the tears in your voice. Oh. And that's what's disturbing me.
Sir, you're out of bounds.
Jim, am I out of bounds? I really don't think I'm out of bounds here.
I don't think he's whining. If I thought, last week I thought he was getting a little down on himself and I called him on it. But tonight I just think he's being honest.
He might be honest, but he's not seeing the big picture on how we perform in Game Six. Especially.
Oh, so there's
a pattern. Wow. I didn't realize you were hip to the pattern that we play.
I am very, dude. Are you kidding me?
So you're gonna be okay. All right. Go ahead. I want to hear your. Why should I be so optimistic at this point? We got them right where we want them.
Because history is on our side.
Oh, boy.
And you're not seeing
that. Here you go.
Oh, boy.
I know it's like, how many?
Sorry, Charlie.
18 years away or something. But I seem to remember 94, we're down 3-2, looking for a guarantee, and maybe you're crying because nobody's giving us a guarantee, like Brad Richards. Gaborik, somebody stepping up, telling the whole New York crowd, we are going to win that game. And it hasn't happened yet, and I'm waiting for it myself. But
if you're waiting for Zsa Gaborik to give you a guarantee.
Yeah, it's not going to I know. It's not going to happen from, I mean, Callahan, Girardi, especially Callahan.
You know,
a freaking guarantee.
Zielinski parts put a guarantee on the box. I'd rather buy from Callahan.
How about Kreider?
Tommy Boy.
Guarantee from Kreider.
I don't want a guarantee. I don't need a guarantee. I just want to win. Don't guarantee me anything.
I know.
Who cares?
I don't know.
It's all
caught
crap.
Up in history. I'm caught up in history.
It's all crap.
And it's difficult. And you just don't feel the same thing like we did in 94. Like we can pull it out. But somehow I feel like we can. Because we haven't played all that poorly. Yes, we've been outplayed. We've been outskated. The speed has been not
good
on our side.
You.
What?
Oh, good for you.
So you think that the voluminous playoff history the New York Rangers have speaks to us? Yeah. Well, I'm being sarcastic.
No, cool. Go ahead.
The voluminous winning tradition that the New York Rangers have in the playoffs will bode well for us in Game 6. Because in 1994, with a veteran team full of future Hall of Famers, was able to beat the Devils, that Brian Boyle and Brandon Prust, along with Derek Stepan and the young, fun, and full of jam Rangers will repeat the same thing. And we will win. We will emerge victorious. That is your
very important. Open my pants.
Very well put. And hard to dispute what you're saying.
I'm saying what you're saying.
I mean, you are... excuse me. You are talking absolute sense, but karma is karma. We are the Rangers, and you have to deal for that karma.
So, basically, what you're saying is you're not putting any faith in their ability, their skill, nothing. It's all on mysticism. As far as you're concerned,
yeah.
They're gonna win because the tarot cards or the eight ball told you so.
What yeah, like we never did that with the Giants. Yeah, that never happened.
Was it in your fortune cookie today or something?
How many times did we say smoke and mirrors? Smoke and mirrors, baby. No talent. Smoke and mirrors.
It's all on mysticism. You went to see Zoltan.
You know, the Devils are not that.
Enough! I gotta get Deepak Chota over here. You gotta tell me the history of the Rangers bodes well. We stink in the playoffs. 1 year, 94. Your God, don't call me a whiner. I wasn't whining. Crying. How dare me?
How dare you?
Oh. How dare you, sir? How dare you? Stop calling me a whiner, Jim.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he's basing it on Mr. His crystal ball.
Is he a shaman?
Mike the Shaman?
He's a Sherpa.
He's a Sherpa.
He's the Maharishi.
And a Mike the Maharishi.
Mike the Maharishi.
I'm not taking it. I'm in too much of an ornery mood to be taking that nonsense. Crying. I'm pissed off they lost. Pissed off they disappointed my friends and fans. So, enough of that.
See Jack Welch? Who wants to know?
Patsy, yes. We'd really like to have a word with you.
Oh, yeah, what about?
That's weird.
I have no idea what that was.
It's from Midnight Run, but the clip's cut off. Huh. That sucks. Oh, well. Sorry. I was trying to play something funny. Didn't work. Oh, well. Back to the phones we go. Justin, what's going on?
What's up, fellas?
Not much.
Justin, do you, I mean, be honest, do you think I was whining or crying?
No, I think you were just being you. Just, you know, kind of down about the game, and you just kind of told how you felt.
Well, how were you feeling after the game?
Well.
You, well, hey, we lost, but 94, we won game six.
Well, I mean, you know, that doesn't have any bearing on now, but in as far as I was stuck at work, and I was so fucking mad. Like I couldn't even function at work. I was useless for the last few hours. But like I said, you know, before game six of against Ottawa, we don't lose three in a row.
Yep. That's my only saving thing is that in order for this not to go game seven, the Rangers have to do something they haven't done all year. So.
No, I think for sure. I'm confident going into tomorrow night, and I saw something last night that says, I don't know where I read it, but that the Rangers seem to kind of figure the Devils out there towards the second and third period and just kind of start. I didn't watch the game because I was at work and couldn't bear to watch it when I got home, but I heard that we kind of took them, kind of figured them out in the second and third period, and we should be taking that hopefully the rest of the series, you know.
I don't know. What was to figure out?
Well, they said on the broadcast that the Rangers were now making stretch passes and longer passes up the ice and were creating opportunities with that. I don't know. Some people in the chat room said the Devils look gassed, and I don't know if gassed is the right word, but they looked – they were getting outplayed and they were getting beaten to the puck. They were losing the battles for the first time really in the series. And I think that was also because Brandon Dubinsky was part of that whole thing. And I got to tell you, they should rest Brandon Prust more because he looked really good. He had a good game. And getting his first career playoff goal, you know. I mean, what's the odds of Henrik having another bad game? I mean, even the game before, his save percentage was, you know, like 8.57 in that game four. So he's got to play lights out. He knows he's got to play lights out. And I saw some positive things by the Rangers, you know. But the game itself as a whole, I really was telling Jim before I came on, I haven't seen more. There's not a lot of more devastating losses I can remember because it happened so quickly in that stupid camera angle, which you didn't get to see, and it unnerved me more.
I did see the highlights last night, which just made me more mad. But you know, I mean, as far as that last goal is concerned. You know, you gotta have somebody on him. You can't allow a guy to be wide open across the other side of the net and just tap it in. I mean, Henrik had no chance on that goal. Let's face it. The other goals, didn't one of them go off like a defenseman's skate and into the net? In one of our goals, or not one of our goals, one of the Devils' goals.
Oh, like well, I think hit
into the net.
It hit Artie, I think. Artie,
yeah,
came back on defense when Stahl pinched and hit Artie and went in the net. The one goal was bad. I forget who scored. Again, it's all a blur. You know, it was an off night for Henrik. I'm not going to go as far as Jim says, But if you look at the stats, you're going, like, what happened to this guy? But he's got to be better. He's got to be all world. That's just the way it's got to be. If he's not, they're not going to win. And they didn't.
What did I say that was so bad?
Everything.
See?
Everything?
No, not everything. No, you just said Henrik Lundqvist didn't play well. Hating on him, that this and that, but he didn't have a good game.
Well, he didn't have his best game, but I'll tell you what, Game Six, he's gonna shut it down. He's gonna play lights out tomorrow. I'm telling you, we're gonna win.
Or else it's lights out.
You better play lights out, or it really is lights out.
Or else it's, play lights out, or it's turn out the lights. The party's over.
Well, it'd be nice if we could carry him once in a while, and I thought last night we were finally going to be able to give him a break and bail him out of one, but I guess it just wasn't going to happen. And anyhow, I still believe we're going to win the series. I still think we're going to take the next two games, just like I thought so in the Ottawa series. You know, I came on, I said the exact same thing before Game 6 when we played Ottawa, and I believe that 100%. So,
I'll tell you what, Justin. If they do that, and they have done it in this playoffs, this is one resilient bunch of guys. Because they come off the mat several times in this playoffs, which seems to be going on for longer than the season as far as I'm concerned. I mean, I guess because the intensity of the games, and we're all so involved in it. I mean, they're laying it all out in the line. It's been such a long season. And if they are able to come off the mat, especially with such a young core of guys, and even on defense, they're fairly young on defense. This is a lot of these guys' first times this deep into the playoffs, everybody. First time this deep in the playoffs. I kind of hope that they realize, listen, we win the next two games, we're in the Stanley Cup. You know, we're in the Cup. And maybe the Devils will shit the bed because all we need is one game. We just got to put them away and start thinking too much, and the Rangers win the next two games. Still think the Rangers are the better team.
The Rangers are a better team. That's what I was just getting ready to say. We are the better team, period. If we play our game, if we go out there and we play our game, Henrik plays the way we know he's capable of playing, we're going to win the next two games, period. There's no doubt in my mind. The only way we lose is basically if Henrik has another bad night or we fail to play our game or our brand of hockey. We need to get out there. We need to hit. We need to forecheck hard. We got to force turnovers. We got to force fat ass to fucking turn over the puck in the, in his zone, obviously. And I, like I said, there's no doubt in my mind that we can take it. I think we're the better team. We just need to show it. You know, we weren't, I mean, really, when you think about it, if you take out game four that we lost, we really could have already won the series, just like I felt like Ottawa. You know, this series reminds me a lot of the Ottawa series and the way it's played out.
Okay, fair enough.
So we'll see what happens, but I believe our boys are going to pull it out.
Okay, Justin, well, thanks for checking in with us and giving us your positive vibes.
All right, fellas, have a good night. Take it easy.
Thanks, Justin.
Later.
All right, well, he's positive.
The Frenchman.
Defenseman. All right. We got some new numbers here on the switchboard. Let's see who this is. 914. You're on Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello?
What's going on, guys? It's Mike. It's, I think, the third time I've ever called up in a long time. What's going on?
Hi, Mike. Third time, long time?
Yeah, it's been exhausting. I don't know, these playoffs have beaten the crap out of me.
Yeah, they certainly are so draining. I mean, it really is. It's nothing like. And now I remember how, even in 94, although the first two rounds were pretty easy in 94, how draining these series are on you mentally.
Oh, yeah, it's ridiculous. Going to work the next day after a loss is the absolute worst. And I don't know, maybe it's just because.
I was going to ask you, so how do you feel going into Game 6 and your thoughts about last night's game?
I actually didn't get to watch all of last night's game for it's one of the only games in the playoffs. The only games all year I didn't get to watch all of. It's actually at a concert. You know, you see playing these things like 3 months out before time, and you got to go. You either get a ticket or you. So I got to watch Period 2 in the bar, and it's actually looked pretty good. But, you know, I was getting a text message updates, and I hear Carter scored again. And it's like, oh, shit, that asshole.
I know. I was like, why can't this be one of our assholes?
Yeah, you know, why can't it be one of our borderline jabronis who scores one of these goals for, you know, like Mitchell wasn't playing last night. But Fedotenko to somebody who erupts, you know, why doesn't he score 3 big goals during the year, the Winter Classic, that Phoenix goal, and last night or something like that.
Exactly. So what do you think about tomorrow night?
I'm optimistic, but as the last call of Justin just said, I mean, I'm just hoping that what I saw last night, what I read about, that they actually played they started, you know, forechecking again and playing a brand of hockey. And just so if they do that tomorrow, then they should be fine if they run on all cylinders. And they just kind of spread up the defenseman's time a little bit more. And also, they can just keep the puck. What they do is they dump the puck in a lot, and Brodeur gets it and gives it to the defenseman. I know he makes gaffes, but it's usually one out of every 8 times. They do the diagonal. I don't know how familiar you guys are, but what the Finns used to do in the Olympics years ago, like the diagonal dump and chase. If they do some more of that, maybe it could confuse them. I don't know if Toro is going to implement that.
No, I thought the Rangers did get back to the way they played. The problem is that the Rangers defenseman and Girardi had some moments last night, and it just seems like the playing the 3.5 defensemen for the whole playoffs, it's finally, you know, I see a lot of mistakes. I see more failures to clear the zone that lead to scoring opportunities. But you're right, though. I think the Rangers did get back to that forechecking, dumping it in on him, you know, diagonal, I think, is a great idea. And the Devils looked not as fresh as they had, you know. So I'm optimistic. I'm going with the Rangers having lost 3 in a row. Why should that change now? This team has bounced back every time. So that's what I'm going with.
So I'll just get in the first goal, and I think just fire everything in the kitchen sink at a Fatso. I mean, even if it looks harmless, just throw a backhand. Just stop doing this fancy stuff. Like, I did see that thing with Richards last night where I know he was trying to aim and be very accurate, but sometimes it's just better to split a split second and just rifle that thing on net. And I think they just have to do that. And if they do that and keep, you know, having guys crash the net and get in front of them, stuff's going to go in.
There was also a play in last night's game where Stahl had a shot and it hit Brodeur's handle of his stick. That looked like it was ticketed. I just think Brodeur is not a good goalie. I don't get it. I just don't get it.
He hasn't been that good this year. I think they can't score goals. They're still having trouble scoring goals. And, I mean, the unfortunate thing, and I think the main point, is just that, I mean, at the beginning of the year, if you said, oh, they make it to the conference finals, it'd be awesome. But the fact of the matter is that it's totally different expectations now. I mean, this is a golden opportunity. You know, there's no Pittsburgh, Boston, Vancouver. All those alleged powerhouses are out. The fact of the matter is that I don't ever know if it's going to be this easy again. And I just don't know. You never know how things go in the future. And this is like the greatest opportunity that they've had since 94, actually.
Well, I really think the Rangers will be back. I really do. I think the Rangers are going to get better. I mean, they just got – they have the young guys, and I don't know. Maybe I'm a little bit delusional that way. Things did fall their right way this year as far as it goes, but I think the Rangers, you know, were first in the conference in points for a reason. Now, can they go on playing like this you know, battle down the hatches type of game that they played in the playoffs. No. But in the regular season, you know, I thought they played very well, and I think they're going to get better. But, yes, you're two games away from getting to the Stanley Cup. Really, they could have good teams, but haven't, you know, really, do we know when they're going to have this opportunity again? So you're right on that, too.
You just never know. You know, injuries always go. I hate to bring it up, but, I mean, the salary thing killed them. It's killing them now with the minutes, but just generally speaking, they're pretty healthy this year. You never know in the future, you know, who's going to break a wrist or an ankle. I mean, I've been watching for 25, 26 years, and I remember even going back in 90 when, you know, Leach shattered his ankle in Toronto. They could have gone to the finals that year maybe if Leach was around, just as one example. You just never know how these things are going to go. I mean, if Pittsburgh gets, they're always a good team. You know, Boston is going to be around, and which one of these teams get better every year. So it's not like the NFL now. So much parity.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling in, man, and checking in with us. And hopefully there'll be a joyous show Saturday night where we'll all be partying like it was 1994.
There you go.
Keep the faith, guys, and what albums are out in 90. Let's put on the Candlebox for good karma.
Oh, God, Jesus.
All right, talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Take care. Candlebox reference. Wow.
Here, play that. Where's that new Bill Chadwick clip you played before the show? Is that Espo Scores?
Yeah, the Dean of Hockey.
Okay, yeah.
Dean of Playoff Hockey.
Catroni's here, so I wanted to hear.
Murdoch now fighting to retain control, and behind the net to Don Maloney. Espo's in front. Score! It's in! Esposito! On a beautiful double effort by Don Maloney and the Ranger Ben Chinsky to go out to Esposito. Concern. His 104th game comes up with a most important goal. We have a tie hockey game.
We need the Dean of Playoff Hockey. Somebody's got to step up. Brad Richards, the Dean of Playoff Hockey. We have a tie hockey game.
By the way, when is that? That's from 79. Espo was how old in 79? 35-ish?
Yeah.
And played 104 games at that point.
Yeah, that's a lot of playoff hockey.
The Dean of Playoff Hockey, Jim, for the Rangers tonight, Phil Esposito.
Wow. The Dean of Playoff Hockey. Espo was 37. That's what they're saying.
There you go. I'd be happy with a professor of playoff hockey tomorrow night. We don't need a dean.
He just turned 70. That's odd.
Wow.
That is.
All right, let's see. Let's go back to the phones here. If I can get the switchboard to work. Chip!
Chip!
Chip! All right, let's see. How about 949?
Yes.
Blue Shirt Underground Radio.
That would be me. This is your old friend Hipcheck from L.A. Kings Road Talk Radio calling in. How you guys doing tonight?
Hey, how you doing?
How are you, man? You must
be doing fine.
You must be sitting atop the pinnacle of the hockey world, waiting with bated breath to see what happens in Game 6. Who would you rather play right now?
You know what? I'm so glad that you asked that question, because I'm going to answer in a manner that's both going to make you infuriated but be the ultimate compliment at the same time. I've given a great deal of thought to this question, and I'll be honest with you, I am really pulling for New Jersey. I want to see the Kings play New Jersey, and I will tell you why. Because I look at both teams, and I think Lundqvist, like you said earlier, I was listening to your show, he's not going to suck 3 games in a row or 4 games in a row. If he gets hot, it doesn't matter. They could be playing the 85 Oilers and the series might be over. You know what I mean? So I'm thinking, what goalie has a higher propensity to get on a hot streak? a Lundqvist in the prime of his career, or Martin Brodeur, who looks like he's nursing a hip injury. So for me, it's a number of factors. But I'll be honest, man, I want to play New Jersey because when I look at the way the teams match up, I think the Rangers have the depth that New Jersey doesn't, as evidenced by Peter Harold and Alexei Ponikarovsky and even the Carter there in New Jersey getting quality ice time. And believe it or not, I've been watching the Rangers the whole playoff series, and your fourth line kind of scares me, man. Rupp and Prust, those guys are unpredictable. Rupp's almost gold when he gets into a Stanley Cup Finals, as far as not only being a big, tough, mean guy, but being able to pop the goal. So strictly from a Kings myopic-type view, I want us to see us play New Jersey. I think it's the path of least resistance for the Kings. And once again, that's a testament to, I think, the balance of the Rangers, the goaltending of the Rangers, and the size of the Rangers.
So it's kind of a positive and negative. Well, it's a negative that you want the Devils to win, but it's a positive because you're scared of the Rangers more.
Like that is correct.
But you won't get your wish because the New York Rangers, like a phoenix from the ashes, will rise to face the Los Angeles Kings in a ratings gambit for the NHL. And then they'll be back to
New York. We're running short on time, but thank you for checking in. And next week when the Rangers are in the finals and kicking your ass every night, make sure you remember our number.
Ah,
you know what, Mama, guys? I got to order some more sushi here from the Manhattan Beach Pier. It's a beautiful evening out here. There's some bikinis walking around, and I'm enjoying some spicy tuna roll out here. So good luck to you guys, though, in the playoffs. Hey, one last thing that I would like to say. In the event that it does end up being the Kings and the Rangers, some food for thought is, if I'm not mistaken, that will mean the Rangers have played about, 20 games in the playoff series to get to the Cup, whereas the Kings have only played 14 games right now. So
the Rangers will be seasoned.
Going to be a factor.
Yes, it will be. But we played ours against the real conference. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Jay.
Hey. Love you guys. The show. If anybody wants to ever tune in and listen to, the people that know so much about hockey here in California, LA Kings Road Talk Radio. And hey, you guys keep up the good work. Love your show.
All right. Take care. Right. Thanks.
Take care.
Ciao.
All right. Nobody wants to listen to that. Hold on.
Dismissed.
All right. We got 7 minutes to go. I think this is Chandler.
Hey guys,
Chandler?
How you doing?
Hey Chandler, how are you?
I'm good. I'm not home and my battery's dying, so I'm not going to stay on long. But we're going to win this series. All right, we will win this series.
There's your guarantee, Mike.
You know,
right there.
We're going to win this series. I don't care what happened last game, and I look at the way we fought back in that game. You know what? For us to come back from a 3-goal deficit. The fact that we lost the game notwithstanding is one of the best things that we can do. So I think going forward, we got some guys who got some confidence in their games, Gabbert amongst them. And I think I'm telling you right now, we're going to fucking smoke check the Devils in the next game. I'm telling you right now. That's what's going to happen. So.
That's what I like to hear.
You know, there's your guarantee, Mike.
I believe in my team no matter what. The damn season could be over. And you ask me who's going to win the cup, I'm still going to say the Rangers. So the Rangers are going to win. And anybody doesn't believe, fuck you.
All right, Chandler.
I like
don't
that.
Don't plug your phone in. Thanks for checking in. We'll talk to you later.
All right, guys. Thanks.
All right. Bye.
And now, here to tell you everything about anything is Mr. Know-It-All.
Oh, man.
Hey, Rocky.
Who said you pull a rabbit out of my hat?
Okay. Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Jim.
Now, what was that quote by Chandler? Rangers are going to fucking win. There was something like that. It was really good. I want to make that I'm going to get that clip. I forgot what he said.
Yeah,
anyway,
something like that.
Just very definitive. So that's all we got for tonight.
Now we got one more call.
Oh.
Cutter. Cutter, are
hey,
you
guys.
There? There you are.
Yes.
Hey.
I'm here.
Hey, Jeff, how are you, man?
Very well, thank you.
You know, I was actually talking about you today.
You were? Uh-oh.
Yes, I was at my gym, LA Fitness. And they have opened up an LA Fitness in Kitchener, Ontario. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Okay. So what do you got? What's on your mind today, my friend?
Well, we desperately need to win now. I mean, we're down 3-2. We stunk the first period, but we came back.
I didn't think they stunk in the first period. I thought the goaltender stunk in the first period. I thought they played all right and came on towards the end of the first. By the time they went to intermission, they were only down 3-1.
Mm-hmm. True.
Of course it's true. I wouldn't lie to you.
No.
Now, a lot of people are having problems with you saying we. Now, don't they know that you are?
I was going to let it go.
Now,
I know.
But aren't you with Toronto Energy?
I apologize. I know what you mean.
Well, don't apologize. Aren't the Rangers your second favorite team?
Yes.
So I see no problem with that. I don't know why the people in the chat room are all crazy.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, I mean, my team constantly sucks every year. I need something to lift my spirits and not watch baseball.
If you're looking for the Rangers to lift your spirits, the wrong team. I mean, maybe. Well, now, yeah, I guess.
Show me lift my spirits.
Lift my spirits.
Show
me from
another good phone call from Cutter.
Show me preventing me from watching baseball.
Show me Cutter at LA Fitness.
I don't need
100 Kitchener natives surveyed, top 3 answers on the board. Name something you like to do alone. Show me. I don't know. Show me something.
Come
on. Oh, we got to talk hockey here.
Okay, well, will the Rangers win?
They have to win because I think you pointed this out, Eddie, that as I keep saying in the chat room about the ratings war, I mean, who's going to watch the Devils and Kings face each other?
I won't. And that's not going to happen because the Rangers, as I told that LA Kings bozo, will rise like a phoenix out of the ashes. Not like the Coyotes out of the ashes, but like a phoenix out of the ashes.
Show me the Coyotes.
Show me Martin Brodeur is a good goaltender. Hey, there you go. All right, we've done enough damage for tonight.
Well, listen, the Rangers will definitely beat the Kings in the Stanley Cup Finals because the Kings again went to the Cup Final on a stupid ref's call. I'm still steaming about it in 93. Mm. Go ahead.
Well, no, you're right, and you told the entire NHL through this broadcast. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
All right, I'm out.
We'll see you Saturday.
Let's go, Rangers.
that's the most fun we've ever gotten out of one of his phone calls.
He was even laughing.
Yeah, he was. I don't think we've ever made him laugh. All right. We'll talk to you later.
Take care, bro.
You too. Bye.